You are Locked On Raiders, your daily Oakland Raiders podcast. Just part win. Of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your just team win. Every day.
Just win. Just win.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
All right, welcome in, Raider Nation, to another episode of the Locked On Raiders podcast. I'm your boy Q on Twitter, as always, at your boy Q254. Got a lot to get to on today's episode. It's Wednesday's episode, and usually it is a Locked On Raiders podcast slash Locked On whoever is up next on the Raiders schedule. But for today, Locked On Bengals, never hit me up. I never actually got in touch with the guy from Locked On Bengals, even though we had a couple of email exchanges. Never was able to lock down a time, so it's not gonna happen. And I apologize for that. I really wanted to bring you that. I wanted to, you know, hear from him, and it's just not gonna happen. And honestly, Raider Nation, I'm not talking bad about nobody else. I'm not. And I'm not trying to, you know, say like, woe is me. I'm just not that guy. But at the same time, at some point I gotta just kind of be me. Okay, and just let's go back behind the curtain a little bit. I'm not gonna chase somebody down. Okay, I'm not gonna chase nobody down. I'm not gonna sit there and email them multiple times and be like, "Hey, can you come on the podcast?" I'm not. I'm gonna reach out. If you don't reach back, fine. So be it. You know what I'm saying? You got my contact. I got your contact. You're as good as me, if not better. But at the same time, you can still reach out to me and even say, "Hey, kick rocks, Q," and I'm okay with that. But to not respond at all, I'm not okay with that. So look, this is my deal. I'm not chasing anybody. And throughout this season, so far in 2018, and again, I don't want you to feel sorry for me, but multiple guys, multiple podcasts, multiple guys have said, Q, we do this way, or Q, you need to do this at this certain time, or Q, we're only available in this time. You know what I mean? Like, I've got to bend over backwards for them. At some point, Doc, you've got to reach out, and you've got to be available for me, okay? And if you're not, that's fine. I'm okay. I can talk Bengals football. I know what the Bengals are going through. I can give you a rundown of the Bengals. I'm just trying to do the protocol. I'm trying to do what everybody wants me to do. And so when you don't reach out to me, and all of a sudden later, and I'm sure it will, later it'll come back and be like, Q, why didn't you reach out to them? Or Q, how come this didn't happen? And Q, why did you put them on blast on the podcast? I'm not trying to put anybody on blast. I just keep it real. I'm not the best in the business. But look, I've been around this a long time, done a lot of work, and I'm just not going to continue to bend over backwards for everybody. I mean, Jesus Christ, no disrespect. But at the same time, Jesus, give me a break. Can someone bend over backwards for me? I'm just saying. It's not that difficult. I've covered every team in the league, all 32 teams in the league, before the season started. Before the season started, I did that for my radio station, ESPN Central Texas, and I had no problem getting in touch with anybody. I got a guy right now I can call that covers the Bengals, and he can tell me everything he wants about the Bengals. I know about the team, so I'm going to tell you about the team here in segment number one. I'm going to stop talking bad about whoever it is, and I don't know the name, and I apologize. I don't know the name of the guy who does Locked On Bengals. I just know that he had nothing to do with me. And that's fine. Again, I'm not mad at him. I'm just telling you why we don't have a crossover edition. And I'm sure the powers that be are going to hit me up and be like, Hugh, you shouldn't have put him on blast. You're right. I shouldn't have. But I think my audience has the right to understand why there's no crossover edition today. And maybe I'll have it before the week's over. Who knows? If not, Raider Nation, I'll reach out to someone who covers the Bengals and we could talk about them for 32 minutes and it'll be all good. All good in the hood. So anyway, my point is, it's just frustrating. Look, the Bengals are not in a good situation right now. They're sitting at 5-8 in the AFC North. They're in fourth place. Their quarterback, Jeff Driscoll, because Andy Dalton's on IR. The Raiders, I know they're going to be playing in Cincinnati on Sunday, so it's not like ideal for the Raiders. It's going to be a 12 o'clock kickoff. On the West Coast, it'll be 10 a.m., and we're never big fans of the 10 a.m. start as far as it goes on the West Coast. But, I mean, it is what it is. Again, You know, Bengals sitting at 5-8, AFC North, they're in fourth place. You know, more likely they're going to have a new head coach when the season's over. It's been really awful there. A guy that the Raiders are very familiar with, Hugh Jackson, he's now on the roster. He's on the staff with the Bengals, which is unbelievable. He gets fired as the head coach of the Browns, and hey, I'll pick up a job with the Bengals, which is exactly what he did when he left the Raiders. When he made that stupid trade for Carson Palmer, gave up a first-round draft pick, then all of a sudden he gets fired. Reggie McKenzie, who's no longer with the Raiders, gets hired as a GM, fires Hugh Jackson. He goes back as a defensive backs coach. It's just like, that's Hugh Jackson's default. Oh, when all things go bad, go back to the Bengals. You know, that's what he does. So anyway, the Bengals are not a very good team. We all know the Raiders only have 3 wins on the season, but this is a game I look at like, okay, if you could stop Joe Mixon in the run game, you can win the game. Jeff Driscoll is not a very good player. Most Raider fans probably are already familiar with Jeff Driscoll from his time with the San Francisco 49ers, right? Yeah, he wasn't very good then. He's not very good. He's just not that great of a quarterback. That's who's running the show right now because Andy Dalton is on IR. Oh, yeah, by the way, AJ Green is on IR too. So the Raiders defense don't have a lot to worry about except for Joe Mixon. That's my biggest concern. I think this game is very winnable if the Raiders go in there with a head full of steam. You know, they might actually go on a 2-game winning streak. The first 2-game winning streak of the season is very achievable this Sunday up against the Bengals. I'm saying all this because whoever is the host of Locked On Bengals never responded to me, so I'm just going to go ahead and fill in the blanks for him. Again, I'll probably get in trouble for this because someone will probably take it like I'm bashing the guy. I'm not bashing him. He just never responded to me, and I'm not going to chase him. Look, man, the Raiders are 3-10 on the season. I'm not chasing people anymore. I'm not. The rest of the season is what it is. We're going to make it happen as fans. We're going to follow the team. We're going to cheer on the team. We're going to want that team to win. But damn it, I don't need to chase everybody. Again, I know this isn't going to go over well with everybody, but it is what it is. I'm definitely going to make it happen. So as far as the crossover edition goes, I apologize, Raider Nation. I know you're probably looking forward to it. It's one of your favorite editions I do every single week on Wednesday, and it's fun for me. I enjoy talking to whoever the host is of whatever team's next up on the schedule. I do. The Steelers last week was awesome. Absolutely awesome. And matter of fact, if you look at it and go back to it and listen to it, whatever my man Tony Serino said actually came true. Everywhere where the Raiders were able to exploit the Steelers is what my man Tony said. So it's like, it's a blueprint right there. It's a lot of fun to listen to. But look, man, I'm not gonna chase you, man. I don't need to do that. If anything, man, I'm a member of the Raider Nation. You got to chase me. I mean, if the dude reaches out to me, I'll reach back. That's just respect in the game. But there's no respect. So I'm just saying, hey, look, I'm out here on the island by myself, and it's cool. Raider Nation, this is how we get down. Yeah, I'm a little more emotional and energetic about what happened or what's going on just because I don't like being shunned like that. So that's just me. So if you think that, hey, man, Q's on one tonight, yeah, I am. I'm absolutely on one because I just don't appreciate the disrespect. But that's just me. All right, so check this out. Coming up in segment number two, some of the news coming out of Oakland is the city of Oakland filed a lawsuit against the Raiders. So what I've always known is if the city of Oakland filed a lawsuit, the Raiders would not play in Oakland in 2019. So where do they go next? Good question. We'll talk about all that next, coming up in segment number two. Before I get into that, though, I got to tell you about DraftKings. DraftKings.com. I'm not a fantasy guy. I don't play that fantasy sports. It's just not my get down. It's not. My fantasy team, they wear silver and black. There's 53 guys that are on my fantasy team, and they all wear silver and black. And if I have another player on my fantasy team, I'll trade him because that's what I do. But a lot of you guys are not foolish like me. So anyone who follows DraftKings or follows fantasy sports follows DraftKings because they are the best of the best. So make sure you do that. They're sponsoring the Locked On Raiders podcast. We definitely appreciate that. Go to DraftKings.com, set up an account, do your business, handle your fantasy football through them because they are the best in the business. Even though I don't do it, I know a lot of you do, and I'm not mad at you. DraftKings.com, they got you covered like a Jimmy hat, and we appreciate them for sponsoring the Locked On Raiders podcast. Coming up in segment number two, going to talk about the city of Oakland filing a lawsuit against the Raiders. Right here on the Locked On Raiders podcast.
You are Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Oakland Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Raider Nation? Here we are, segment number two of the Locked On Raiders podcast on this Wednesday. I'm your boy Q, at your boy Q254. And it's not a crossover edition today because, well, I told you in segment number one, just wasn't able to get a hold of my guy that covers Locked On Bengals. But it's all good. It is all good. I got all week long to talk about the Bengals, talk about the Raiders. What I want to talk about is the city of Oakland filing a lawsuit against the Raiders and the other 31 teams in the league about them basically leaving the city of Oakland and headed to Vegas. And Mark Davis and the Raiders, the Brain Trust, have said multiple times, if the city of Oakland files a lawsuit against them, they will not play in Oakland in 2019, which really bothers me. And look, this is something that it's not like it's a shock. It's not something that came out of nowhere and we didn't expect it. It's something that we've talked about multiple times. I told you that Marshawn Lynch was available if they designated him to come back off for IR. He could probably come back on December 24th, Christmas Eve, against the Denver Broncos at the Coliseum, the last game of the Raiders at home, you know, in Oakland. But we all know that Donald Penn was the guy that was designated to come back from IR. So Marshawn Lynch not going to make that return. And ultimately, that will be, Raider Nation, the last game in Oakland for the Silver and Black. For the Oakland Raiders, that will be the last time they play at the Oakland Coliseum, as long as what Mark Davis said and what the Brain Trust of the Raiders have said is true, which is if the city of Oakland files a lawsuit, then they're not playing in Oakland in 2019. So my question is, where in the hell do they play? That's a damn good question. But I'll tell you right now, when I heard that news, when that news hit Twitter, I immediately tweeted, that sucks. That sucks. I hate that for the city of Oakland. I hate that for everybody in the Bay that is a Raider fan that goes to all the games each and every Sunday when they're at home, or Monday or Thursday, whatever it is. I hate that for the fans that are there supporting the team. And look, I'm in Central Texas, Raider Nation. I'm a Bay Area dude. Okay, born in Oakland, California, lived in Pittsburgh, California, also lived in San Ramon, lived in Fresno, I've lived all over the place. But my deal is, I always had the ability to go to the Raider game whenever I wanted to after 95. After 95, I had the ability to go whenever I wanted to. Matter of fact, I had a girlfriend at the time, and don't tell the wife because she'll probably get angry about this. I had a girlfriend at the time, Angel Soares. Her dad was a huge Raider fan, and that's when the team was still in Raiders in L.A., and he always said, Q, you need to make sure that at all times, any time that the Raiders are playing at home, you need to go. I mean, he stressed it so much. She lived in San Leandro, straight up. Shout out to Angel Soares' dad. I'm not trying to start no mess, but I'm just saying. He always told me, Q, you need to go all the time because you just never know. And I'm like, come on, man. The Raiders are going to be there forever. Well, guess what, Jack? It's 2018, and I know that was 95. It's 2018, and she's got her own life. He's got his own life, and, you know, he's doing his thing. I'm doing my thing. But the business is the Raiders are doing their own thing. They're not going to be playing in Oakland in 2019, and that is a missed opportunity for a lot of folks. There's one game left, basically, in Oakland. That's against Denver. It's a Monday night, Christmas Eve. I encourage everybody to go. I thought about going. I did. Early in the season, I told you on this podcast, I thought about going. But you know what? I just can't justify spending the bread to leave Texas to go all the way to the Oakland Coliseum for a game and get there on Monday night, watch the game, enjoy the game, tell moms, hey, great. It's great spending some time with you, but I'm out and I got to be back to work tomorrow. I just can't see me spending that time. I can't justify me going to that game. So I know that I'm encouraging a lot of folks to go, and you could probably say, well, Q, you're hypocritical. No, it's not. It's just a different situation. But if you are within arm's reach, if you are there, if you're in San Leandro, San Lorenzo, Hayward, Fremont, San Jose, Berkeley, Oakland, Dublin, Pleasanton, Livermore, San Ramon, Alamo, Pittsburgh, Concord, Walnut Creek, if you're in any of those areas, Alameda, if you're in any of those areas and you have an opportunity to go to the game that could potentially be the very last game of the Oakland Raiders in Oakland, I think you should go. I don't know where they're going to play in 2019. I don't have the answer. I don't. I know there's a lot of suggestions out there. Some folks have said, Levi Stadium in Santa Clara. I know Mark Davis is not a fan of that. Doesn't want to go there. You know what I mean? They're not going to go to Vegas early because they want to make a splash once the stadium opens. So going to Vegas and playing at where UNLV plays now, that's not going to happen. So don't even think that's going to happen. They're not going to play in that little small stadium. I don't care what the Chargers do in LA. They're not going to do that. They could play in San Diego. That would be kind of weird in 2019. I don't know. I don't have any idea. I don't have the answer where they're going to play. I'm just saying Mark Davis and the Raiders have said if the city of Oakland sues the team, they will not play in Oakland in 2019. And that, as of Tuesday, has happened. The city of Oakland have sued the Raiders. So where do they play? I don't know. Great question. But if you have that opportunity, if you're near, if you have tickets, if you have an opportunity to get those tickets, go to the game. If I was there, if I was living in the city of Dublin like my man Daniel, I'd go. Shout out to Daniel Zamora. We used to go to the games all the time. If I was my man Corey, who lives in Modesto, I'd go. Because look, that's close enough. If I was my son, Little Q, living in Fresno, I'd go. It's close enough for me. But I'm in Central Texas. I just don't see me making that trip on Christmas Eve all the way to Oakland for a game on Monday night. I just don't. And that stinks. The city of Oakland, in my opinion, deserves a lot better. And I know a lot of fans and a lot of people will hit me up on podcasts and say, guess what, Q? Raider Nation is not just in Oakland. You're absolutely right. But the city is losing their team. I hate the fact that the city is losing their team and they're losing it like this. If you don't understand that, I'm fine with that. That's cool. I'm not arguing with you. I appreciate your opinion, but you're missing the bigger point. The city is losing their team and they're losing it like this. This is ugly. This is an ugly divorce. You know, I mean, there's look, I know there's people that listen to podcasts that have been divorced before. You know, at some point you get to a point, you're like, yeah, we just don't get along. We're just not good, so we got to break up. But you break up and you're like, ah, you're cool. You're great. You're good looking. You got a big old booty. We just don't get along. So we'll just move on. But this is the case. It's like, you don't even got a big booty. Now, you know what I mean? It's like you don't even come to an agreement. It's like dirty. You don't want to go out ugly. You never want to break up in an ugly way. And that's how the city of Oakland and the Raiders are breaking up. That stinks. From a guy who's not even in Oakland. I might go to that game just because. I don't know. I have no idea. I got to think it over. I got to hit Mama Q, see what she thinks. If she wants to ride it out and do this as the last game, we can do that. You know, and so I'll call in sick to work. I don't care. I'll miss the podcast on that Monday and you guys will be upset. But still, that's what I'll do. You know, maybe Little Q wants to go. I don't know. I'll talk to the powers that be. I'll talk to Mama Q and see what she thinks. But as far as I'm concerned right now, I don't think it's worth it. For me. For you, if you're close, go to the game. There's 50-something thousand seats. Go fill it up and enjoy it. It'll be the last one, kind of like Charles Woodson. Oakland! You know what I'm saying? When he won that Thursday night game, it was Christmas Eve, matter of fact, and it was against the Chargers, and they came back and won. And man, I'm telling you, it was a great game. Go enjoy it, man, because it doesn't look like that's what it's going to be. Really, really stinks. I hated it when I saw that the lawsuit was filed, but I knew what time it was. It's just what it is. So coming up in segment number 3, man, that's all I had to say on the city of Oakland and the Raiders and how it looks like they're coming to an ugly split. Coming up in segment number 3, got some calls off that Locked On Raider podcast. It's 707-654-4693. Want to hear from these guys and talk about what their calls are. That's coming up next on the Locked On Raiders podcast.
You are Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Oakland Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
All right, here we go, Raider Nation. The last segment of the day on this Wednesday. It's the Locked On Raiders podcast on your boy Q on Twitter at your boy Q254. Got to get to some calls, right? 707-654-4693. That is the Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. Let's start things off with my man Daryl. He's in L.A.
Q, it's your man Daryl in Los Angeles. Great win. It was a great win this weekend. We've seen Derek really, really come together. Like, this is why people believe in him. And it's great to see it calling, and maybe Gruden sees it in him. But to answer your question about Reggie McKenzie, man, we're passing out grades. He gets a D+, C-. Listen, I know a lot of people feel like he signed good contracts and got us out of cap hell. Man, that's their job. Like, that's like going to work and being like, yep, I get an A for doing my job. Like, I mean, you didn't sign bad contracts. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Honestly, though, as a talent evaluator, what we got to show for it? And what kills me is, A, you had the money, but you decided not to spend it for Mac. And then Cooper was inconsistent for you, but he's balling out. So what exactly is going on here? I mean, you got all these draft picks, and okay, I guess. I mean, we'll see how they do it. But the rest of those drafts aren't looking good. And if it wasn't for that one season, 12-4, it'd have been a complete failure. It'd be a complete F. But you know what? Listen, if Derek's the man, then we got a bright future. Take those three draft picks, throw them all towards the defense, and find some receivers at some point. We got a chance to move forward. But Reggie McKenzie, man, listen, you did your job. So, you know, kick rock, bro. Thank you.
All right, he was talking about great win for the Raiders on Sunday. It was great to see him perform at a high level, talking about Derek Carr. He responded to my question, though, about Big Reggie, and that's a big conversation right now. He actually gave him a D+, or maybe a C-. He said the contracts, the cap, he did a hell of a job. All right, that was his thing. Yeah, he did a good job at that, but that was his job. Doesn't like the fact that the Raiders had the money for Mac and they traded him. Coop is balling out for Dallas and they traded him. Ultimately, he wasn't that high on Big Reg, but he said he did a good job for what he did, which is basically contract, something I talked about a lot on the podcast previously. So, Daryl in L.A., nothing major on Big Reg, but gave him a C-, D+, you know, and said it is what it is. Can't do anything else about it. So, I appreciate that call from my man, Daryl in L.A. Now, let's keep things moving. My man, Vader Raider, he's in the 303.
What's up, Q? What's up, Raider Nation? Vader Raider out here in the 303. Holding it down against the scum and villainy they call Broncos country. Ugh. I need some mouthwash now that I said that. Ugh. Anyway, just a couple thoughts on Reggie McKenzie. I appreciate everything Reggie McKenzie did. I'm glad he brought some stability to the organization. And, you know, I'm glad that, you know, for this, you know, picking of Derek Carr. Unfortunately, the other picks, you know, they're gone. They're not Raiders anymore. So it is what it is. But, really appreciative for what he did for the organization. He really kind of turned the ship around and put us in the right direction. Just another thing on Derek Carr real quick. You know, Raider Nation, I hope I'm wrong, you know, that I was wrong in my previous calls and my criticism of Derek Carr, because that dude is the dude from 2016. If you look at the throws up the seam, taking chances, you know, firing downfield like he did, that's the guy from 2016. Now, I don't know if he was in the witness protection program and they found him and they brought the other guy to justice. I don't know. But it's good to see Derek Carr slinging the rock like he is. I don't know his name. I kind of forgot his name. I knew his name before. But hats off to the tight end coach who really put a great game plan together with John Gruden and utilized our tight ends. I hope we do that more. I think we should do that more. I love the game plan, you know, to kind of hit them with the tight ends, because we got some tight ends that can make some things happen. Also, just a side note, today I saw that we are being sued by the city of Oakland. Well, the organization is being sued by the city of Oakland. So it looks like that's it, Raider Nation. December 24th will be the last home game, it looks like. I can't see the city of Oakland wanting us around playing any more games in the Oakland Coliseum. So it was fun. While it was fun, that's all you can say, that it was fun. But looks like we're going to be out and looking for a home in 2019. So anyway, Raider Nation, love to hear what you think. Q, great podcast as ever. I don't know what was going on with the podcast from yesterday, but I couldn't find it. I don't know. Maybe you can tell me what's up with that. Anywho, have a great week, Raider Nation. Have a great week, Q. Raider, Raider, out.
All right, he was talking about Big Reg and glad he brought stability to the team. That was something that I talked about in great length before, and he mentioned the pick of Derek Carr, and he was glad that he's still on the team, but he said the other guy selected, They're all gone, so they don't matter at this point, unfortunately, which is true. You could pick great guys, but if they ain't on the team right now helping the team win, really don't matter, right? So that's something that I hadn't really thought of or hadn't taken into consideration. So good thoughts right there from Raider Raider in 303. Turned that organization around, something that he said Big Reg did. He also then shifted his thoughts to just Derek Carr and said what he saw on Sunday was the guy that he saw in 2016, and he loved it. He loved how Carr was slinging the ball around and was very excited about that. Side note, he talked about the Raiders being sued by the city of Oakland, which I talked about in great length in segment number two. But he said the team's not going to be playing in Oakland 2019. That kind of sucks. Where will they go next? I don't know. I threw that question out there myself, Raider Raider, and I know a lot of Raider fans need to be at that game on Christmas Eve in Oakland because that's going to be the last game there most likely, and I don't know where they'll be in 2019. That's a damn good question, and just like you, I would love to know the answer, but great stuff right there from my man, Raider Raider, in the 303. Let's finish off today's show with Josh. He's actually in Colorado. He's got a pretty good detailed message.
Q, what's up? It's Josh from Colorado. Hey, just touching on the Reggie McKenzie question. Listen, I think he did what he was supposed to do with the Raiders. He came into a terrible cap space situation. He turned it around extremely quickly, and he needs to be praised for that. You know, he was an absolute wizard with contracts. But if we take a step back and look at all the responsibilities of a GM, he failed in a lot of categories. You know, he had the great draft with Mac, Carr, and Gabe Jackson, but outside of that, he has had extremely poor drafts. And to add to that, you look at the trades we've made during the draft. We've never made any splash trades during the draft. We've moved back from 3 to 12, I believe, to pick DJ Hayden. Moved back from the third pick, and we barely got any compensation for that. You know, last year we moved out of the first round, and was that Reggie? Was that John Gruden? Who knows? We only got a third round pick to move out of our spot and allow Arizona to come get their quarterback. That's a poor trade. You know, Reggie, we had obvious weaknesses, especially at the linebacker position. Reggie was never able to address that in free agency or the draft. You look at our coaching staffs, you know, Dennis Allen, Ken Norton as a coordinator. We never were able to bring in elite coaching staffs. And ultimately that falls on Reggie. And lastly, you know, Gruden's getting smoked for the Khalil Mack situation, but let's not forget that Mack could have been re-signed 1 year before John Gruden came aboard, and instead Reggie decided to sign Gabe Jackson to a big extension. He signed Derek Carr, we get that, but he signed Gabe Jackson to a big extension and a couple other guys. And you think you get Khalil a year earlier, and it's probably a lesser yearly hit, and all of a sudden we don't have this Khalil trade because he's already extended. So I think in total Reggie did some good things, but just unable to bring talent in via the draft or free agency, and unable to bring talent in at the coaching staff position. And, you know, he's got to go. We got to ride this 10-year wave with Gruden. And if the last 8 weeks are any indication, we are certainly outperforming our talent level. So I'm optimistic. You know, there's been a lot of hate on Derek Carr over the past couple months, and I think the past few weeks has alleviated some of that. But you know, it just, I think it's unfounded, unwarranted, because you look at what this kid is doing. He's on pace to have a career high in yards. He's got a 2-to-1 touchdown interception ratio. He's on pace to absolutely shatter his career best for completion percentage. And people are going to say dink and dunk. Well, that's not the case. He's looking like he's going to have career best for yards per attempt. So, you know, not to mention he's doing this under a new system. What is this, his fourth system in his career? And got two rookie tackles. His center was banged up. Osemele was banged up. Got to see this through. as a fan base, extremely impatient. You know, we can't build a championship team in 4 weeks, in 6 weeks. And I think Derek Carr has shown he's the ability with enough talent, he could be a Super Bowl winning quarterback. To trade him would be foolish. To cut him would be even more foolish. So we got to ride it out with DC. Thanks, Q. Go Raiders.
All right, first off, we started talking Reggie McKenzie. He thinks he did exactly what he was supposed to do as the Raiders GM. He had great contracts. He made great contracts, and that's all good. But then he said he ultimately failed as the actual GM of the team. Talking about the players, the personnel, the stuff he brought in. Some of the trades that the Raiders made during the draft were bad as far as getting compensation back. That's something that a lot of people have questioned. Even in the Khalil Mack trade, you know, they gave up Khalil Mack. The Raiders gave up Khalil Mack and they got first round picks back, but they also gave up a second round pick for Khalil Mack. Like, all you should give up is Khalil Mack. You should never give anything else up. So that was something that, you know, Josh from Colorado was questioning, and I know a lot of Raider fans were questioning. I know John Gruden even questioned that. So he said, ultimately, Big Reg, he did some good things, but his lack of ability to bring in good draft picks or good guys through free agency just didn't happen. So that was basically it. Wasn't tripping off the fact that Big Reg was gone, but he also gave props to Derek Carr and said, hey, he's doing great for being in his fourth offensive scheme in his fifth year as a pro. I mean, he's gone through four offensive coordinators, four offensive schemes in 5 years as a pro. He gave him a lot of props. So good stuff right there from Josh. Definitely thank everybody who called, Daryl, Vader Raider, and Josh from Colorado. I got a lot more calls to get to, but had a lot of things on my mind that I want to get off my chest and want to speak on today's episode. And unfortunately, didn't get to that crossover edition. But again, it is what it is, Raider Nation. We're going to hold it down. So thank everybody for chiming in. It's only Wednesday's edition, so we still got Thursday and Friday, and that's how we get down, have more calls, have more thoughts on the upcoming game, and anything else surrounding the Raiders. Until next time, Raider Nation, just win, baby.